Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Giluach, Halacha Dalid. We're in the middle of paragraph Yud Aleph. We're up to the sub-paragraph that begins with the words V'zer Bechinas Tzitzis. We dedicate the learning today Le'ilui Nishmas, the grandfather of a close friend, Yosef Ben Mazal, whose funeral is scheduled to take place today in America. He should be a Melitz Toy for the family, for all of Klal Yisrael. And we dedicate the learning also for a complete refuah shleima for all those that need it. B'soich Shar Chol Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal begins, V'zeh Bechinas Tzitzis. Everything we've been referring to so far in this halacha, and again since the previous year he switched to Torah Zion in Likutei Moran, is all related to the topic of Tzitzis. Sheheim Tikun Halavushim. Tzitzis is a tikkun for all of our clothing. V'chol halavushim nimshoch emehem. And all of our clothing draws its spiritual holiness from the tzitzis. She'ikr tikkun hamshochas ho'emes v'emuna bo'ilam hu'al yodam. And our main ability to draw emes, truth, and emuna, faith, into the world comes via the garments, as we spoke about in the previous year, kimavur bat toiramal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Shal Yidei Tzitzis Nitzoilin Me'atzas Rishoyim. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that by performing the mitzvah of Tzitzis properly, a person is saved from getting advice from the wrong people, V'zoichen La'atzas Tzadikim, and we're zoiched to receive advice from true Tzadikim, Shehem Kuloi Zera Emes, whereby their advice is referred to as complete, true seed. It produces only good. And through Eitza Toiva, through proper Eitza, with Zoichet Emuna, to faith. Nimtzo, She'ikar Hamshochas Emes Ve'emuna, Heim Al Yidei Tzitzis, Shein Bechinas Tikkun Halavushim. So therefore we conclude that our main ability to draw truth and faith into the world is dependent on this mitzvah of tzitzis. Remember, we learned earlier the pasuk kol mitzvosecha emuna, that all of the mitzvahs of the entire Torah are about emuna. And we know that tzitzis is a composite of all the mitzvahs of the Torah. The numerical value of the word tzitzis is 600, and there are 8 strings and 5 double knots, which is a total of 613. And the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Uri Isem Oisa, you'll look at the tzitzis, Uzechartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. You'll remember all the mitzvahs. What are all the mitzvahs? All the mitzvahs are emuna. All the mitzvahs are emes. Shehem bechinas tikkun halavushin. We said again that tzitzis are the tikkun for all the clothing. Umishom nimshachim kol halavushin sheboilam. And it's from there that all the garments of the world have their spiritual connection. V'alkein, kol kiyum ha-toira tolu batzitzis. And therefore, the entire fulfillment of the Torah is dependent on tzitzis. Kama shekosuv, as it says clearly, ure'isem oisoi, you will see the tzitzis, uzechatem es kol mitzvos Hashem. You'll remember all the mitzvos. And it says also, Laman Tizguru Va'asisem es kol mitzvosoi, that again, Hashem is giving us this mitzvah of tzitzis so that we'll remember and fulfill all the mitzvos. Ki kol kiyum ha-toira shibichines emes v'emuna zoichin al yidei tikkun hamalbushim. Because as we explained in the previous year, the fulfillment of the entire Torah, which is based on truth and faith, is dependent on these garments, the tikkun of the garments, which is tzitzis. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds, ki hamalbushim bi'atzmon tzrichin tikkun. Even though we learned in the previous year that the clothing is a tikkun, that from the time that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, there was a need for clothing, there was a need for covering. And the covering is a protection. It's a protection from an evil eye. It's a protection from many things a person needs to protect, be protected. So the clothing is a tikkun. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds, but ki hamalbushim bi'atzmon tzrichen tikkun. And yet the clothing themselves require tikkun. They need something to purify them. The tikkunam al yedei hatzitzis. The tikkun for all the clothing is through the tzitzis. Now, why does the clothing need a tikkun? Ki machmas shehamalgushim heimibachut shel hodom. Because of the fact that the clothing is worn outside of the person. Veheim smuchim al hachitzoinim, and therefore, since they're outside, they're close to the tumah, they're close to the klipos, the forces of tumah. The forces of tumah are always referred to as chutz, chutz la'aretz, chitzoinis. Al kein heim me'echozim b'shulei habegodim. That's why the Gemara tells us that the klipos attach themselves to the corners of the garments. Kayodua, as is known, the Arizal writes about this in the Pri Etz Chaim, in the section of Rosh Chodesh, the third chapter. The Bechinas, as the Gemara says, Hani mani derabonan debolu minayhu. These clothing that the rabbis wear that get worn out, especially in the corners, they get worn out, minayhu. It's from them, it's from the Shadim, it's from the Klipos, the forces of Tumah. Al kein tzrichen lesaknon. So therefore we see that the clothing needs a tikkun, it needs a protection. Al yedei hatzitzis, through tzitzis, shehem tikkun hamalbushin, which is the tikkun for all of our clothing. Sha'al yodon nistaknin kol hamalbushim shevo'ilam. It's through the tzitzis that all the clothing of the world gets its spiritual tikkun. And this is one of the major prerequisites and one of the major criteria to enable us to be able to draw Torah into the world, to be able to draw Emes and Emunah into the world. What about women who don't wear tzitzis? The answer is their tikkun comes through the men. By the men, by each person doing their mitzvah, the mitzvah they're supposed to, it serves as a tikkun for everyone. When the women light candles for Shabbos, that mitzvah has a positive effect on the entire Klal Yisrael. When they keep the laws of Tara Samishpocha, purity, that affects both, obviously. V'zeh paragraph Yudbeis, v'zeh b'chinas isur lo yilbash gever. And with this also, we'll have a whole new insight into the law in the Torah, that a man is not allowed to wear clothing that's specifically for women, and women are not supposed to wear clothing that are specifically for men. Ki yesh levushei emes, shemehem nimshachem levushei ish. Because there are garments of truth from which men's clothing draws from. V'yesh levushei emuna, and there are garments of faith, shemehem nimshachem levushei isha. From which women's clothing draw their spiritual light. Ki ish v'isha shaloshan heim bebechinas emes v'murkanam. Because as we learned previously, man and woman are rooted in emes and emuna, truth and faith. The men are closer to the concept of emes, which is the Torah. They have more of a requirement to learn Torah. And the women have a tremendous advantage in the area of emuna, faith. Ki kol ma sheha'odam meivin base. Now watch how Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this now. He's going to give us a whole deep insight into the concept of emes and emuna. Ki ma sheha'odam meivin basechel amitas hadover. When we are able to understand intellectually and rationally the truth about something, Zeh b'chinas emes. That's called emes. That's truth. Uma she'ein meivin b'haseichel. That which we cannot understand rationally, rak ma'amin boy, however we believe it to be true, Zeh b'chinas emuna. That's in the category of emuna, faith. Ki ikar kol ha'chochmois hu emes. Rav Nosson Zal says, because the most important thing about all types of knowledge and wisdom is truth. Ki afilu im yoimar eze chochma v'seichel godol. Because even if a person will give a very intellectual presentation, shemechayev sheyi adover kach, which would explain why the moon should rise during the second half of the month and it should set during the first half. The moon should become larger during the second half of the month, let's say, and it should become smaller during the first half of the month. Im ho'emes einoi kein. If the reality is not like that, bevadai einoi chochmo klal, then his whole intellectual presentation is not so intellectual. It's not so smart. Adarabba, just the opposite. Hu to'us, it's a mistake. Ushtus, and it's foolishness. He prepared a whole proof to show how the moon gets larger during the second half of the month and gets smaller. And we know that in reality, that's not the case. It's not true. Vafilu kol chachmei hamechakrim moidim, and even all of the scientists and philosophers admit she'ikar hachochma hu lehasig amita sadohor. The true knowledge and wisdom is about being able to realize the truth about anything. If we're studying the human body, true knowledge of biology is coming out with the truth, being able to know what's true about the ear or the eye or the different, or the heart or the different parts of the body. If a person does a whole deep study and they say that the heart is round, and we know the heart is not round, we have pictures of the heart and we've taken the heart out of the body to see exactly what shape it is. So don't tell me you have proof. You can show logically and rationally that it's round when we know it's not. K'moy l'moshel, b'chochmas harefua. For example, in the knowledge of medicine, im yoimar haroyfe shal pi chochmas harefua tzorich lozeh hachoylo lechol dvorim chazokim v'charifim. If a doctor will say, based on his study and knowledge, that if a person has this particular illness, they have to eat very sharp foods, very spicy, sharp foods. Vaydeze yisrape, and that's going to cure them. Bevadai, that'll cure them, bevadai, that'll definitely cure the person. Veyichye micholyoy, and the person will come out of the sickness and live. Vyoichiasois, beraayos, vesichlois, vechochmas amukos. And the doctor will prove this with all kinds of proofs and deep, deep wisdom. Imafal pikein ho'emesenoi kein, if the reality is not like that, adarabba, but just the opposite, hacholeh sheholach bedarkei refuasoi, a patient who followed the prescription of this doctor, hichbed olav cholyoi, his sickness became much worse, umeis, and he died al yidei refuos of daika. He died through that prescription. That prescription killed him. V'chol haroifim ro beinei machakach shemeis daika al yidei refuos of. And all the doctors that were involved in this case all observed that with every day that the patient was following the instructions of that doctor, the sickness got worse and worse until the person died. Hine bevadai ein chochmas ha-doktor nechsheves l'chochma klal. Then that doctor's knowledge is not considered knowledge. That's not real knowledge. Me'achar shedaiko alidei chochmas lo'yheimis odom. Because based on his study and knowledge, he murdered, he killed a patient. V'chein b'chol advorim sheboilam. And the same thing applies to everything in the world. Kol zman she'enoi masig amitas ha-dovor, if a person does a thesis and a study, you know, they have these studies, these reports that people write, and the person and the result of the reports is false, it's not true, the conclusions that person came out with their report are false, that's not chokhmah, that's not true intellect. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes this a step further. Vafilu belimud ha-Torah ha-Kdoshah. And even regarding learning Torah, the Holy Torah, which we know in many ways is considered the most important mitzvah out of all 613 mitzvahs. We say every morning, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Royin says, we see this concept. Sheyesh loimdim, sheoimrim pshat godol bagamora, bagamora pirush rashi toisvis, bacharifis godol. There are people who study Gemara deeply, and they study Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and the commentaries, and they come out with a pilpul, a major, major explanation regarding a certain topic in the Gemara. Avlaf al pikein, however, despite the depth and the sharpness of this pilpul that they came out with, mi shemistakel al ho'emes lamitoi, a person who studies that Gemara properly, really, really properly, Roye Shehapshat HaEmes Enokein, sees that this whole explanation that this person based their thesis on and everything is false. They misinterpreted the Gemara. They got it totally wrong. They read the words improperly. They saw a certain word that they thought means X, because very often in Hebrew and Lashon Kodesh, the same word could have different meanings. And they interpreted the word as X, and they built a whole beautiful, beautiful explanation on that, and they translated it improperly. Anyone who learns Gemara will tell you that's not what it means at all. He translated it, and he built this whole building with 12 floors and all kinds of questions on a false premise. Bevatai pilpul v'charifus kozeh einoi klum. That whole explanation, that whole thesis that the person developed is nothing. Ki hu pilpul shel hevel. That's what the Gemara and many rabbis refer to as a pilpul of waste. Ve'ein koiven halacha kamoisoi. And we do not establish the path in Torah to follow what that person came up with. Kiim kifi hapshat ho'emes b'gemara. But rather, the halacha will follow the true, the correct interpretation of that Gemara. Now, a person would say, but 1 minute. V'af al pi sham rabbi senazal. Even though our rabbis tell us, Chodi kutshebarichu bipulpula, that Hashem derives tremendous pleasure when he sees Jews sitting down studying Gemara and analyzing the Gemara and trying to come up with all kinds of new ideas and revelations from the Gemara that they're studying. Hainu im kavanosoi le'emes. That's if the person's intent in studying the Gemara is to try to get to the truth. What does Hashem want? What does Hashem want me to derive from this Gemara? What should I be? What is it teaching me to do or not to do? Sheroitze lechavein ho'emes b'hatoyra. The person's most important objective is to understand the truth of the Torah. Umefalpel bo b'shvil ho'emes. And the person's analyzing it and going through that whole process of analysis and looking at the different sides, analyzing the pros and the different sides and the different ways to look at this topic and the different ways to analyze the statement of this rabbi and that rabbi. If the person's intent is to get to the truth, to know what Hashem really wants, azai afal pisha adayin einoi zoichel emes, then even as the person's going through the process and they're making mistakes along the way, they're misinterpreting, they think that what this rabbi means is this, but then they look into one of the commentaries and one of the authentic commentaries who says just the opposite. You misinterpreted what that rabbi said. He didn't mean that at all. It looked a little bit like that. I understand why you came to the conclusion, but you happen to be mistaken. Yesh l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas mehapilpul b'Torah Kedoshah. There, Hashem does get tremendous pleasure from that analysis, from that work that they're toiling in Torah, and along the way making mistakes, but their objective is to get to the truth. Ki kol ha-Torah HaKedoshah hi b'chinas emes. Because the entire Torah is truth. V'chol ma shemachnisen daitoi la'ayin u'lefalpel bo. And every iota of effort that a person puts in to study it and to analyze it and to try to understand it correctly, and along the way they're making mistakes, all of that effort, the kavanoso el emes, but their intention is to get to the truth, hakol nikro emes. That entire effort, that week that they spent trying to analyze this, and came up with all kinds of wrong conclusions along the way until they got to the right conclusion, all of that goes under the umbrella term of emes. All of that is part of emes. Me'acha she'oisik b'Torah, since the person is involved in studying and analyzing the Torah, u'mamshich atzmoy elo emes, and the person is trying to draw themselves to the truth. They're trying to get to the truth. It's just that they didn't achieve that yet to completion. A person who's practicing doing something, a woman's practicing how to bake challahs, And she tries it the first time and it doesn't come out right. And she asks her friend, what did I do wrong? Tell me everything you did. I did A, B, C, D, E. Oh, the way you did E, you're supposed to do E was really supposed to become before D. Or E you don't really need in certain cases. If the dough is like this, don't do E. That's why it came out a little too to this or to that. All of that is a learning, a healthy kosher learning process. All of that is learning how to bake challah, which is a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. Va'al zeh, Amar Rabbi Seinu Zal, and it's regarding this that our rabbis tell us in the Gemara in Gittin, page 43, al posik v'hamachshela hazois, that it refers to the Torah as machshela. Machshela means stumbling block. And it says, elu divrei Torah, she'ein adam oimed aleihem, elim keinichshal bohem. This refers to the words of the Torah where sometimes a person will not arrive at the real truth of the Torah without stumbling first. You have to make mistakes first to get to the real truth. It doesn't happen in one shot. You don't get it right away. Kids learning math, how to add and subtract. We know the kid is starting to learn and they add and they get it wrong. Is that a proof that they can't learn it? No. That's how it works. Until you get used to it a little and you get it right, you know how to carry the number, and you know, people make mistakes. That's part of a healthy learning process. Avol mi she'ein kavanos el ha'emes. But a person whose ultimate goal and purpose is not to get to the truth of the Torah, rak hu mefalpel batorah bishvil kovoid v'geyus. But rather, they're going through this analysis because it's a respectable thing. It's respectable to be involved in higher learning. A person who graduates high school and then goes out to work, they consider that person mediocre. A person goes on to university, goes on to graduate school, goes on to... That's a person who went for a higher education. Lahavdil in Torah, a person who's learning Chumash and Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likud Moharan, a person is not considered a lamdan. Lamda means a real Torah learner until they're learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. Until that's in Torah Shebaal Peh, that gives the person that title lamdan. So again, there are many people who want that title. They want that respect that I'm a Gemara person. I'm an intelligent person. I'm very bright. I can learn Gemara and I can learn, and not only that, but I can come out with, I can make a pilpul on the Gemara. I can come out with a whole deep thesis on the Gemara, analyzing all the sides and coming out, revealing a new concept, that kind of thing. If the person's doing it because of kavod and gaiva, arrogance, bishvil sheyiskore rebbe, so that people should call him rabbi, you know, as a form of respect, kedei lehisyaher ulekanter, in order to be arrogant, or sometimes even to be able to show that he's smarter than the Torah, to disprove what other rabbis say, to show that this is what this rabbi said, but I believe differently and I can prove it. Vo'omer pilpulim shel hevel she'eino mechuvonim olemes, and the person comes up with pilpulim of nonsense, which are not geared towards the real, true, accurate interpretation of the Torah. Bevadai ein zeh chocham klal. That person is not called chacham by the Torah. Because his intellect is taking him off track. He's deviating from the proper interpretation of the Torah. And that person does not get to understand the true interpretation of that portion of the Gemara or that halacha. That's when it comes to Torah learning. How much more so if we talk about secular wisdoms and knowledge? If a person is studying medicine and they're analyzing a particular sickness to try to come up with a cure for it, and the person comes up with the wrong answer, with something that's not true, that's invalid, Ma toyelas b'chachmosa. What is his chachma helping us? Adarabah, just the opposite. Hu meimis anoshim al yidei chachmosa yoroh. This person could be responsible for murdering people, killing people, because with his analysis. He came up with an analysis, he came up with a new idea that this is the proper cure for this type of ailment. And he wrote a book on it, and the book would, and people are following it and dying in the getting killed in the process. Rahman al-Islam. V'chein b'chol ha-chokhmois. And so too regarding all types of knowledge. Iker ha-chokhma hu emes. The most important factor in knowledge is truth. Dahainu lahasig ulahavim amitas hadavar. To be zeichet to get to understand and realize the truth about whatever you're studying, whether it's music, whether it's engineering, whatever type of chachma person is studying. The kemavur is oid mizeh b'dvoreinu b'makam acher b'hilchas Pesach halacha zayin al pia Torah zoi zayin shon. Rav Nosson Zal says there's another address in Likutei Halachos where he talks about, he elaborates on this, which is in Orach Chaim, in Hilchas Pesach halacha zayin, also based on this chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 7. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, kol ma she'odam meivin b'chachmosoi amitas hadavar, when a person with their mind and brain and intellect comes to get to know the truth about something, the truth about how a plant grows, or whatever it is, ze nikra emes, that's called emet. Umashe'eino yochel ahavin, and those things which we cannot understand, we know them to be true, but we have no rational explanation for it. We cannot understand why it is, rak al piemun, but rather the person can only accept it with faith, ze nikra emuna. That goes under the category of emuna. Aval emes ve'emuna b'shoroshon shnehem echad. However, these two seemingly very different things, in their origin, where they originate from, Hashem, they're really one. Hashem is emes, and Hashem is emuna. Ki ikur ho emes, and the Torah is emes and emuna. Ki ikur ho emes v'ho emuna. Hulodas oiso yisporach v'toyrosto yakdosha v'tzadika v'hayemut ha'amitim. Because the most important truth and faith is regarding recognition of Hashem, recognition of the Torah, recognition of the true tzadikim. That's where this emes and emuna really applies the most. Sheze ikar hatachlis. That's the ultimate purpose of us in this world. Shebishvilzeh nivra adam. That's why man was created. That's why Hashem created man. Ukemayshakosov, as it says clearly in Yirmiyahu Navi, al yisalel chacham bechachmasoi, gibor begvurasoi, va'asher bashrusoi. The three categories. Let the intelligent people, don't pride yourself with your intellect. And the strong people, don't pride yourself with your strength. And the rich people, don't take pride in your wealth. The only thing that a person can really take pride in, what really counts, because those other things go away. A person dies, and their strength is gone, and their wealth is gone. And it's about knowing and understanding Hashem. It's all about recognition and knowledge of Hashem. That's what a person can be proud of. V'lodas mimenu yisborch mitoros yakdosh mitzadik v'amitim i'efsher kiim alidei hischabrus emes v'emuna yachad. And for a person to achieve a real understanding of Hashem and the Torah and the tzadikim is impossible without combining emes and emuna. Why can't I just see the truth? Why couldn't Hashem make it that we should be able to see everything? Why does he have to play this game with us that we don't see and we have to believe? The answer is, ki liroi so emes be'enei hasechel mamish, because for us to be able to see the truth with our eyes, physical eyes, or in our mind, for us to be able to understand everything, bevadai i'efsher, is definitely impossible, migoidel ha'or. It would be too bright a light, it would blow our mind. We know there are people who blow their mind sometimes when they try to study too deeply, that kind of thing, and their brain can't handle it. You have it on a physical level. If a person, the concept of being awake and being asleep. Awake, emes, we said, is referred to as light. Emuna is absence of light. Emuna is what you don't see, what you don't understand. Emes and Emuna are day and night. If a person decides, what, who wants night? Who wants darkness? I want to learn. I want to just keep learning. I want to just keep going. And a person will do that. What's going to happen? They're going to drop dead. If a person doesn't sleep at night, if they don't change the channel from Emes to Emuna, they're going to die. They're either going to physically going to die or they're going to blow their mind. Either one of the two. Because we cannot handle just Emes alone, the light of that there should be only Emes without Emuna. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, no human mind can comprehend Hashem fully. And as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Bosar de Pishpesh ve'istakel. After a person analyzed and saw, Mechomis, what do you see? Ma yodas, what do you know? Ma pishpesh, what do you understand? Meaning, with all the knowledge that we have, we mentioned this many times, that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, Toiras Hashem Temima. The Torah of Hashem is complete. And compared to, let's say, you have a cup with cream filled to the top. And it's filled to the top. And we know somebody sticks a spoon in and takes out some of it. So they took out some of it. The Baal Shem Tov said the Torah is complete. With the thousands or millions of books on Torah that have been written the past 5,783 years, they haven't even penetrated the surface yet. Because again, the Torah is infinite. Hashem is infinite. In infinity, a person who has 1,000 or 1,000,000,000 aren't any closer to the finish line, if we're talking about infinity. Al kein, therefore, tzrichin lismoich rak al emuna. A person has to be able to realize we don't know, we don't understand, and therefore I'm relying especially on faith. As we receive the tradition from our parents and grandparents and from our forefathers. And so too it is impossible for a Jew to really understand the reason for any mitzvah. Because the mitzvahs are one with Hashem. Whereby it's impossible for us to really understand the reasons for the mitzvahs while we're in this world, while we are in this body. As it says clearly in Tehillim, chapter 119, regarding everything, I see an end, but the mitzvahs of Hashem, they are very wide. There's no end. It's a bottomless ocean. No boundaries. It's infinite. And so too the holiness of the true tzaddikim, we cannot fathom. We cannot understand. Because their ways are way above ours. As the Medrash says, they emulate Hashem. They emulate, with their soul, they emulate their Creator. And they connect to Hashem so deeply that they become kaviyuch like part of Hashem. And therefore we cannot understand all of the ways of the tzaddikim, everything that tzaddikim do with our intellect. Utzrichin lismoich rak al emuna. And therefore we have to be able to rely on and depend on our faith. Avol, however, ein shleimus le'emuna b'lo yemes. The emuna, the faith, is not complete without truth. Ki emuna b'lo yemes ein eklum. Because faith without truth is nothing. Because without truth, a person can fall into false beliefs, believing in things that are false and fake. All kinds of silly, foolish beliefs. Al kein, ikur hu emuna alidei emes. Therefore, the foundation of emuna, faith, has to be truth. What does that mean? Shemi shemistakel al ho'emes, a person who is looking at the truth, a person who is real and looking at the truth always, not fake, not false, not lying, not looking to fool anybody, not putting on any false pretenses. Zoiche le'emuna hakdosh amitius. That person can be privileged to achieve the true holy faith. Ki ho'emes meir boi lehisrachek me'emunas kuzvius ulishazek be'emuna hakdosh amitius. Because the person's honesty and integrity is what shines a light for him, is what shows him what's real faith and what's fake faith, what's false faith. V'chemevur mizeh oid behilchas Pesach. And Rav Nosson Zal says he explains this more elaborately in that Hilchas Pesach halacha zayin that we mentioned earlier. V'zeh zoichin alidei shemekarven atzmon letzadikin. How is a person zoicha to this level of honesty and truth, to get rid of all the fake and falseness when we're surrounded by it? This world is called Olam HaSheker. How in the world can I possibly go against the tide? And the answer is by coming close to tzadikim u'mekablim atzosom and receiving and accepting their advice and guidance. Shehein bechinas emes. That's truth. Shaitezeh nechkak boy emes. And that engraves into the person truth, honesty, v'zoiche le'emuna hakdoshu ha'amitius. And then the person is zoiche to real holy faith, u'lehisrachek me'emunas kuzvius, and to distance themselves from all kinds of false beliefs. Ki divrei hatzadikim ha'amitim, heim bechinas levushim, shemalbishim boy ho'emes ve'emuna. Because the words of the true tzadikim, when the true tzaddikim are teaching Torah, or when they're speaking in general, their words are packages of emes and emuna. That's what their words are really all about. Shahidezeh machnisin ho emes boilam. And it's through their words that they infuse truth into the world. Lehisrachek me'emunas kuzvius. To help people move away, distance themselves from false beliefs. Ulehistapek be'emuna kdoisha, and to attach ourselves to holy faith. Ki afal pi she'emuna hu bedovor she'ein hasecho meivin, because even though faith, the term emuna applies only to what you don't understand and what you don't see, afal pi kein, despite that, mi she'mistakel al ho'emes, a person who really looks for the truth, is searching for the truth, yochel lirois ulahovin hachiluk vahevdel shebein emuna hakdoshe shekibal nevesan hakdoshim, that person will be able to see and to understand the difference between the holy faith that we received from our forefathers, me'avosan hakdoshim, me'avram avinu al-shem, going all the way back to Avraham Avinu, Ad Shebo Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem, and then generations later Moshe Rabbeinu came along, V'nosan lanu es ha-Torah, Bo'oisais u'moifs ma'ruim, and he gave us the Torah with incredible miracles that were performed during those times. Asher lo nishmu v'niru ma'olam, that had never been heard before or seen before in the world. K'may shekosuv, as it says in Chumash Dvorim, Hashoma om, did any nation ever hear anything like what the Jews heard at Mount Sinai? Ki she'al no liyamim rishonim. Ask, go back to previous generations, study, see, did anyone ever see the kind of miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu performed for the Jews when they left Egypt and at Har Sinai? Hanishma kadovar azoi, haniyakamayu, was anything like this ever heard of? Did anything like this ever happen? Atem re'isem. Now look what the pasuk says. You saw with your own eyes. You saw those miracles. V'chulu, etc. And therefore, a person who is really honest and searching for the truth properly, that person will be able to see the difference between holy faith, which we just described, levein ha'hepech, versus the opposite, lahavdil ba'alfi alofim v'riva rovas havdolos, to millions of times different from that, ho emuno is kuzviya shel shtus v'hevel, the foolish, false beliefs, shekiblu mimi shekiblu, who the other nations received from whoever they received, from their false prophets. Asher mefursam shikrehem upachzusam la'ein koil, whereby their falseness and fakeness is revealed to all. People know about it. Kayodua umefursam la'koil, as is very well known and public knowledge. The tipach rucham v'nishmosam shel ha'apikursim, and may the spirits, the divine spirits of those people who deny the existence of Hashem, those Jews who deny the existence of Hashem, you know, shebechalaklaklois divrayim heim koilulim lefo'omim emunasenu hakdoish v'atahoyro im shar emunois kuzvir shel shtus v'hevel, where those, the founders of the Reform movement who lived during Rav Nosson Zal's time, they were into this ecumenical stuff, you know, that the Jewish religion is one of multiple religions, and we study all religions, we respect all religions, they all have validity and truth, and they're all meaningful, and they try to put the Jewish religion exactly in the same category, not one iota above or different from any other religions. Rav Nosson Zal says they should come to an end. Kimavur lemi sheboki bedarchei maroim, as is very well known to those who study the direction that reform movement was going in. Ve'ein kan mokim laharich bozen, this isn't the place to elaborate on this. V'ho emes nigla umavur lemi shechofetz be'emes lamitoy, the truth is obvious and clear to those who want the real truth.
Rav Nosson, how should we, as Breslovers, relate to other tzaddikim and other talmidei chachamim that are not connected to tzaddik emes? Is there potentially a danger in learning from them if they're not really connected to the tzaddik emes?
It's a delicate question. The answer is, if they are tzaddikim, then there is not a danger from learning from them. If they are tzaddikim. The Breslova rabbis that I knew studied all Sifrei Chassidus and all Sifrei Halacha, and you know, they stayed away from Sforim that are based on philosophy, Sforim that are, but even if they're authored by rabbis, respected rabbis. We give the example of the Rambam, one of the greatest giants in Torah and one of the most respected Jewish leaders, you know, in the past 2,000 years. And Rabbeinu Zal and many other tzaddikim took a position of being selective, that it's only certain books that the Rambam wrote that they classified as being treif, forbidden, non-kosher, keep back 2,000 miles. And within the Yad HaChazaka, for example, within the basis of our Hebrew law today, of the Shulchan Aruch, which the Rambam was the one who compiled, who took the Gemara, all of the Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, Midrash, and other sources, and sorted it by topic, and organized it, and presented it in the result of a final opinion. 99% of that is highly respected and accepted and studied by all of these, by the Hasidish masters, you know, and all the tzaddikim. There's certain pieces, Hilchas Deos, and certain other places where Rabbeinu Zal and other tzaddikim said that because there the Rambam involved philosophy, this his study of Aristotle, Yemach Shemoy, and other philosophers, and included their opinions and ideas in those areas we don't study, certain selected areas. But the rest respected. Now, in terms of direction, a person starting out in becoming religious, or a person wanting to make a leap of faith, like to jump to become much more religious, if the person isn't really knowledgeable and really grounded, by studying many different paths, they're going to end up with confusion. Then they're going to end up with confusion without a clear direction for themselves and their families. So there definitely is personal self. Some people think, well, if one Hasidic Sefer is good, two is even better. If one rabbi is good, then two rabbis is even better. But the Gemara warns about that. The Gemara says that a pot that's being watched, a pot that's on the stove and two people are watching it, that pot will never be hot and never be cold. Because each person is going to say, well, the other person's watching it, so I don't really have to be, I'm not fully responsible. There is a tremendous benefit to choosing a rabbi, choosing a path, a clear direction, and trying to stick to that path. That doesn't mean a person isn't allowed to learn other sforim. Again, a knowledgeable person who has chosen a path, when they look at other sforim, they see, number one, they see the beauty there, they see the additional insights there, and very often they're able to see how it connects to the path that they're on, the path that they're learning, the Torah that they're learning, that kind of thing. And it can be beneficial. If a person is not that knowledgeable, then there's a lot of room for error. There's a lot of, and again, there are people, there's this concept of klal chassidi. There are people who don't want to commit, and they don't want to label. They don't, because they feel a label is a limited thing. A label shows that I'm not Hashem. Hashem is multi-multi, and I'm multi-multi too. So to say that I have one rabbi, that makes me small. You know, to say I have 30 rabbis, you know, I learned from 30 rabbis. But if a person, in terms of defining a path in life, if they're learning from 30 rabbis, very often they're going to be weak in all 30. They're going to, the Satan's going to play with them. So then even though Rabbi Nachman says that his Hispoedidus is so critical and can't do without it, well, other Sfarim don't stress it as much or the same way. Or there are even people who speak against it. And I'm learning from everybody, so I'm learning from nobody. Unfortunately, sometimes it leads to a lack of commitment versus this issue of commitment. Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this in Likut Halachas and Hilchos Shabbos, where he says that a person who's lost, he quotes a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Hebrew law, that if a person is lost and in the wilderness and they lost track of time and they forgot, they don't know what day it is, what day of the week it is, and they don't know which day is Shabbos, what do they do? The halacha says that they're supposed to, that every day they're supposed to refrain from work, refrain from violating Shabbos to whatever extent they can, other than what they need to travel, to get out of the wilderness. They're allowed to keep moving to get out of the wilderness, mm-hmm. and every day try not to do any violations of Shabbos. One day, they pick a day, and that day is Shabbos 100%. And they try to keep moving to get out of the wilderness. Once they get out of the wilderness, if they discover that the day that they picked the Shabbos was the wrong day, they're not a criminal. They didn't do anything wrong. They did the right thing. From that point on, they switch to the real Shabbos, the real day of Shabbos. That's part of the search for Shabbos. Shabbos is another term for truth. The Gemara says Shabbos, that on Shabbos, even an Amoritz is afraid to lie. When the Gemara speaks about the laws of Demai, being allowed to purchase food from an Amoritz, and you don't know, did he take Trumas and Maestros from it, etc. So the Gemara says that Shabbos, even an Amoritz is afraid to lie on some. So Shabbos is a symbol of Emes and a symbol of Emuna. A person shows their faith in Hashem by observing Shabbos. Rav Nosson Zal explains there, if a person's in a wilderness, they're in the, and they don't know which day is Shabbos, they don't know which tzaddik is the tzaddik, because the which is the real truth, because the tzaddik is called Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's students called, they said, you're the Shabbos, we're the 6 days of the week. You're the source of blessing, we receive all of our blessing from you. So Rav Nosson Zal says, the person has to keep all the days Shabbos. Meaning, respect all tzaddikim, to respect all the tzaddikim. Pick one that you're choosing to accept as your rabbi, your guide, for that at that particular time, and to go with it. But at the same time, respecting all tzaddikim, not speaking against in any way, chasham, any tzaddikim. When the rabbi, if the person at a certain point in time comes to a realization that that wasn't the Shabbos, I thought that that was the rabbi that has the most accurate truth, and I find that it's not the case, he's allowed to switch. He's allowed to change to a different rabbi and accept that one as the Shabbos. And I've come across many people in the past 50 years, in my experience, many people who started out, some of them started out in Reform, Conservative, to get to Orthodox. And some started out in a certain level of Orthodoxy to get to a higher level of Orthodoxy. A Jew is not, and unfortunately you have cases where people get married and they're at a certain point in their connection to Hashem and in their observance of religion. And then at one point, one of them starts moving. The husband or the wife starts growing. And the other spouse says, hey, I didn't marry. I married you at this, you know, on this level of religion. You didn't marry a cow. You married a human being. A human being is supposed to move. A human being is called a hoylech, moving, a moving target. A human being is supposed to be improving and growing every single day on all levels, spiritually, mentally, in their relationships with their spouse and with fellow human beings, and especially in the relationship with Hashem. So this is something, this quest, this search for Emes and Emunah is a lifelong search. And there are infinite levels, and a person every day of our lives, we're trying to go a little higher by learning more Torah, by praying more, by doing more mitzvahs, we're trying to advance in this ladder called Emes v'Emunah, which is another word for Torah, which is another word for Hashem. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Tomorrow is Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We're getting close to the finish line of the week. Shbizuchah to absorb what we're learning and not to fool ourselves, not to fool ourselves and not to fool anybody. To know who we are and who we aren't, and to be searching all the time for praying, pleading with Hashem that in this Olam HaSheker, Hashem, show me the emes. Show me the emes in my relationship with my family, with everything in life. And be zeichet to contribute in our way to the Geula Shleima, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.